Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the Internet podcast designed specifically for you by Army Wife Network's Core Team. This is show 504, and I am your host, Allison Poulter.
And I'm your co-host, Janet McIntosh. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2015, and we're so very glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
That's right. We've always got something fun going on over here at Army Wife Network. So if you're listening to our show live right now, join us in our Twitter party chat. It's a fun, easy way to follow. We use TweetChat, so tune in to blogtalkradio.com/AWTR and then open tweetchat.com/room/armywife. Besides the awesome chat and great guests, we have giveaways that you'll only catch on Twitter, so you don't want to miss it. You can also follow along in the just Twitter, not using TweetChat, at twitter.com/armywifenetwork and use that hashtag armywife so that we can all see what you have to say about us. You can see what we have to say about you. We can engage and connect that way. So use the hashtag ArmyWife over on Twitter.
And tonight's show is brought to you by our sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more by visiting www.metlife.com/TRICARE, or you can call 1-855-METTDP1.
That's right. And tonight on our show, we have Helene Byrne. She is the founder of Be Fit Mom. And she is going to talk to us tonight all about prepartum, duringpartum, postpartum fitness. So we're super excited to have her. She's over at BeFitMom.com, or you can find her over on Facebook at Be Fit Mom. And then we also have our health minute this evening, so it all kind of ties in together with our health and fitness. Before we get to that, though, you and I have some catching up to do, Miss Janet. I haven't talked to you in forever and a day, so what's been going on in your life?
Yeah, it's been a while since we hosted together.
I know. I'm excited about it. What's been going on with you?
Well, not much since last week, because I did host last week. But at school, we had our 100th day celebration, and so I kind of got the craft bug in me and decided I wanted to do something fun for my son for the 100th day of school. So I was Pinterest surfing and found an idea to do a shirt that was covered in 100 Band-Aids, and on the front it was like, I survived 100 days of school, and then on the back it said, and so did my teacher, and we put his teacher's name on it, and so he got to wear that on the 100th day of school. But I think it's awesome how schools get so into the 100th day. Like, our school did like tons of activities. There were activities in the hallway, things the kids could do, like all this stuff. And then throughout the day, they called out random numbers between 1 and 100. And if you were wearing that number, then you got to come down to the media center and get a prize and stuff. So it was a lot of fun, you know, getting ready for that and then celebrating that with Aiden at school. So we've been doing that. And then while I was on Pinterest, I got even more crafty and found I found some cute ideas, because Valentine's Day, which we all know is coming up next month, also happens to be my best friend Shannon's birthday, and so I got some cute ideas for something to do on her for her birthday. So really this week I've been crafting it up.
That's fun. Are you sending anything to the hubby? Are you crafting anything to send in a care package?
No, I do have his stuff to do a care package for February, and it's so funny because we've been sending him. We started sending him one in October, and then we did one in November. We obviously didn't do one for December because he came home for Christmas, so we didn't do one in December. But it, already he's like, when am I getting another care package?
Oh,
so he's already spoiled.
Oh, oh.
I
was
like, don't worry, I've got you covered. It's coming, I promise.
Oh. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day at my house because we got married the day before. So we always think that we're slick because we get all the fun stuff for Valentine's Day, like if you go out for a restaurant or, you know, like the Groupon deals for romantic date nights, but we don't have to go and everybody else goes. We can go the day before. So that's what we always do is celebrate our anniversary and Valentine's Day the day before.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
so
Valentine's Day for me is actually going to involve 50 Shades of Grey and my girl Emily.
I know. We've been waiting for this countdown for like 8 months.
Girl,
now,
you
maybe,
have no idea.
I've
been waiting on this for so long.
If I didn't have such a drive, I would come too, but I can't justify it. I think it's like 13 hours. I can't justify it.
Yeah, like, we've been reading the books again just to make sure we're all caught up and all ready for it. But I'm glad I get to do that, though.
Are you prepared in this movie theater for this baby to come? Are you prepared for that? Have you prepped for it?
I haven't prepped. Emily's prepped for that. But it is cool, though, because with my husband not being able to be here for Valentine's Day, I'm glad I at least have something to look forward to on that day. So definitely excited about Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are going to have a blast. There better be pictures. I must see selfies in the movie theater. It should be a fun time.
Oh, you know it. It would be kind of funny, though. You know, you think about the baby coming, I'm like, wouldn't that be funny? Baby was born during 50 Shades of Grey.
I would die. Can you guys just wear
that
your
Army Life Network
t-shirt?
That would be a memorable kid, I'm
so
just saying.
Right? You need to wear your Army Life Network t-shirts, though, so that if it makes, like, NBC Nightly News or, like, BuzzFeed, it's, like, free advertising. That would be phenomenal.
Oh, God, that is hilarious. That would be so funny.
Well, that's exciting for you. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have lots of pictures to post of all of our gooberness.
Yay. Those are the best. So, yeah.
So what about you, girly girl? What you been up to?
I'm not doing anything near that exciting, although I'm pretty psyched about some of the stuff. So, before AWN, before I was in Army Life, I worked in politics.
Right.
And I was a legislative director for a state delegate. And that was, God, ages ago, like before, I can barely even remember me then. But we've moved here, and I was trying so hard to find a job and make some connections and meet some people, and I did, and it's been awesome. Well, one of them is running for mayor and has asked me to be his campaign manager. And I'm super duper psyched about
that
it.
That is awesome. How neat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really awesome guy. He is not in the same political party as I am. And I don't even care because he's amazing. He's a National Guard soldier. He's an officer in the Maryland National Guard. He's just this phenomenal guy, and he really made such an effort when we started here to make me feel welcome and to include me in things and let me help with things and organize events and stuff. So I am so, so excited to be a part of his campaign. It's going to be a really fun time. And I haven't done it in years, so I feel like I've got to brush off some of the dust and see what I've still got.
That's so awesome. Every time I watch My Good Wife now and see Eli, I'm going to think of you.
I've been watching The West Wing.
You're my campaign manager now.
Right? My birthday was yesterday. And my
Yes, you and Paula both had birthdays, like, what, a day apart, it seemed like? You guys are like, I didn't realize that you guys were, like, right after each other. So happy birthday, Miss Allison, and happy belated birthday to Miss Paula. She had one this week as well.
That's right. So Tom knows that I'm super psyched about this campaign, and we haven't had a DVD player since we moved here, just because with Amazon and, like, cable, we just haven't needed one. But we have The West Wing on DVD, and it is my favorite show ever. So yesterday he got me a DVD player for my birthday, and we've had The West Wing on ever since, because I'm a geek, and it's nothing like running for mayor in a little tiny town, but it's pretty it's getting me going. It's my motivational force, so I'm kind of psyched about it.
They've been all over social media, too, because they were doing the they got all the stars for that together for that cheese room or whatever, yeah.
Yes, for Big Block of Cheese Day. You know what it is?
Funny.
It's a real thing. Andrew Jackson had a cheese.
The history behind it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They're doing a virtual one, Obama's administration is, which I think is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's actually the second year in a row, I think, that he's done that for the State of the Union.
I saw that, and I didn't hear about it last year.
I didn't either.
I think it's fun that they're doing it in honor of The West Wing, in honor of Andrew Jackson. I think that's kind of fun.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And
so
I know fans were excited to see them all together again doing that shout-out for it, so I know that was fun.
I watched them a couple times. They bring you in, though. They say, West Wing reunion, and then you click on it, and it's like a two-minute zippy-doo of the Big Block of Cheese Day, which is fantastic, but I was all excited about, like, an hour or two long deal. No, it's for Big Block of Cheese Day. It's fine.
That's too funny.
So, other than The West Wing and my newly appointed position, my kids have been sick, I feel like, since September.
They've been having a rough go of it.
Right? They've had ear infections. They've had sinus infections. They've had strep throat. They've had, I don't even, allergies. My kid is allergic to, I don't even, air, I think. I feel like they've been on antibiotics back to back. Like, the last time we took him to the doctor, he was like, we can't give him the same thing this time that we gave him last time. We have to alternate. So I don't care what you give him. I just am tired of seeing you. Like, I don't want to come back anymore. You give him whatever you have to give him so that it knocks it out. The only thing we haven't had, knock on wood, is flu. So.
Goodness, yeah, and I've heard that's horrible.
We have neighbors that had it, and I was like, oh, my God, like, how did you live through that? It was ridiculous. So, and Charlie's teacher says, well, if he gets everything this year, imagine how his immune system is building, and he won't get anything next year. I don't know, dude.
Let's
he's
hope.
Six, and he's like this every year. So.
Oh, goodness.
We'll see. So, you know, that's pretty much it going on with me. I feel like everything's happening fast now. I feel like I was waiting for things to start since we moved here. Like,
and then once they do,
different things or new things, and now everything's starting at once.
Yeah, full speed ahead.
Yeah. So. But that's
I
it.
Hear
you. What's going on with me? Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's go see what's happening over AWM.
We'll get our news on. Okay.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
His voice is my favorite, that guy. We've had some really hot stuff all over the internet and Army Wife Network and all over Army Wife Network this week. The first of which, female soldiers have been okayed for ranger school in April. Female soldiers will be allowed to attend ranger school in April as part of a one-time integrated assessment. The Army just announced it on Thursday. The assessment is part of a wider effort to determine whether and how to open arms jobs to women. This assessment will be a first for the storied ranger school, which until now has been only open to men. So we have the link over on our Twitter page, or if you'd rather, check out armytimes.com, and if you search Women in Ranger School, you'll find it, because it was a big one over on Army Wife Network and all over the Internet.
Yeah, definitely an interesting story, man. It'll be interesting
Jen,
to see how
wanted to be a ranger.
I'm excited to see how they do it. I really am. It'll be interesting to follow it. Over on AWN this week, we featured actually one of our core team members, Corey. She has a new blog series out. So if you're going to be retiring from the military in 2015, you're going to want to check this out. The title of her blog is Here Comes Retirement, Chapter 1, Organizing Your Thoughts. She actually starts walking us through the process of retirement, the kinds of questions we should be asking, things that we should be planning for and getting ready to do. So be sure to head over there. We'll include that link as well in our Twitter party. But go ahead and click on that and take a look. There's more to that series coming, so keep an eye out on our Facebook page for that from AWN Core Team Member Corey.
That's right. And our social media roundup, we have an Instagram account. We don't know if you know it. We would like you to follow us over on Instagram. We have lots of beautifully done graphics and images, some really smart and thoughtful quotes, some ideas and tips, some things you may not have known, some things that make you laugh out loud. So join in the fun over on Army Wife Network's Instagram. Join in on hashtag War Wednesdays, because I'm running out of witty things to think of. So come help us out over on Instagram / Army Wife Network.
Absolutely. But last but not least, we have our public service announcement. If you or your business have a military-related PSA, we do limit them one per show, and we do ask that you send them in 10 days in advance to info@armywifenetwork.com. This week, we're talking about the Veterans Employment Center. The VEC is an online portal that combines elements of standard job boards and professional connection media, for example, LinkedIn, to provide a single solution for meeting the needs of both veteran job seekers and employers seeking to hire our veterans. The VEC is accessible from the Veterans Administration's e-benefits website. Soldiers, veterans, and family members are encouraged to create a VEC profile early. Their Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program, offices, career counselors, and Department of Veteran Affairs benefit advisors can assist in getting started with the VEC and job search-related skills training. The e-benefits portal is a safe, secure, and centralized resource for benefits associated with pre-separation, employment assistance, relocation, education and training, health and life insurance, finances, reserve affiliation, disabled veterans, and retirement. Navigating to the VEC provides access to the career tools, employment resources, and services for the job seeker. Establishing a VEC profile early will help soldiers and veterans reduce their reliance on unemployment compensation for ex-service members and help soldiers, veterans, and family members connect with top-of-the-line resources and opportunities leading to meaningful employment. UCX provides temporary weekly income to service members as they look for work, including those who can find only part-time work. That's it for our PSA this week. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's very own News 6 Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental Coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family's smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. In accordance with the new German law, U.S. Army Europe is warning drivers without a valid U.S. driver's license to stay off the road. U.S. Army Europe is cautioning personnel without a currently valid stateside driver's license to avoid driving on public roads while the U.S. seeks to clarify a dispute with Germany over a new policy governing driving rules in the country. The German Foreign Ministry stated that the decision to require a valid stateside license in conjunction with a USERA license was made 2 years ago and that U.S. authorities were informed at the time. If the U.S. driver's license has expired, the individual is considered to be operating the vehicle without a license, regardless of a valid USERA license. In Germany, driving without a license is a criminal offense, USERA said. Drivers should renew their license in a timely manner, and if the license has already expired, check with the issuing state to see if they are entitled to an automatic extension while stationed abroad, USERA advised. If the U.S. state license has expired and an automatic extension is not available, the safest course of action is not to operate privately owned vehicles in German public traffic until the current dispute regarding the validity of expired U.S. state licenses under the applicable international agreements has been with the German federal government, USERA said. The Pentagon announced Friday that the total number of U.S. troops deployed to the Middle East to train Syrian rebels could exceed 1,000 later this year. The U.S. force deploying to the Middle East later this year to train and equip moderate Syrian rebels may exceed 1,000, a Pentagon spokesman said Friday. The mission will involve about 400 U.S. trainers, likely to include many Army Special Forces personnel, as well as additional enablers who will provide security and logistical support for the trainers. The training will begin as early as this spring, and the American trainers and support troops will work out of sites in Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar, Rear Admiral John Kirby said. No American troops have received deployment orders yet, but that could begin in the next week or so, Kirby said. The U.S. plans to train moderate Syrian rebels in neighboring countries and then send those rebel forces back to Syria to protect their homes and to fight the militants known as the Islamic State Group. The effort to train Syrian rebels is part of the overall campaign to defeat the Islamic State militants who seized large parts of Syria and Iraq last year. Arizona has become the first state in the U.S. to require all high school seniors to pass a civics test before graduating. On Thursday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill making a high school diploma in the state contingent upon students passing the same test given to candidates for U.S. citizenship. The class of 2017 will be the first to have the new requirements. The test will be comparable to that given to candidates seeking U.S. citizenship. The American Civics Act will require students to pass 60 of the 100 questions on the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Civics Test. They can first take the test in eighth grade and can retake it until they pass. The Associated Press reports the test is being pushed nationally by the Scottsdale-based Joe Foss Institute, which wants all 50 states to adopt it by 2017. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen signing out.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wives Talk Radio. I'm your host, Allison Poulter.
And I'm your co-host, Janet McIntosh. Tonight we have with us Helen Beern, founder of Be Fit Mom and an internationally recognized prenatal and postpartum fitness expert, author and publisher with over 25 years of experience. A former professional dancer, her fitness experience runs the gamut from group fitness and private training to Pilates, yoga, injury rehabilitation, and special populations. The birth of her son inspired her to specialize in prenatal and postpartum fitness and exercise and create a unique system of core exercises that quickly, safely, and effectively restores the body after pregnancy and childbirth.
Her book, Exercise After Pregnancy, How to Look and Feel Your Best, and award-winning DVD, Bounce Back Fast, Postnatal Core Conditioning, have received wide acclaim in the fitness and birthing communities and with new moms around the world. Helene's mission to educate, motivate, and support women is to having healthier pregnancies and babies. We would love to welcome to the show tonight, Helene Beern. Welcome, Helene. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from this evening?
Well, I'm a mom, and I live in Oakland, California. And as your introduction so gracefully said, I'm a fitness professional, and I just specialize in pre- and postnatal health and wellness.
Well, we're so glad to have you here with us, Helene. Can you tell us a little bit about this system that you've created for postpartum rehabilitation? What kind of prompted
Sure.
you to create it?
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and when I was postpartum, I realized, wow, the fitness community does this all wrong. You know, way back when, what were you supposed to do? Have your baby, do a bunch of crunches, and then go on your way. Well, it turns out that the real issues of postpartum reconditioning are more complicated than that. And it's not simply about weakness of your muscles. It's also about ligament laxity. So the hormones of pregnancy that help your pelvic outlet widen so that you can actually get that baby out.
Right.
Well, those hormones relax all your connective tissues. So that means that your joints are loose. And that means that you have a condition called dynamic instability. And this is really interesting because most of the time when we exercise, we take it for granted that our backs aren't going to go all wobbly or our knees or our ankles aren't going to feel like jelly. But
right.
that's the real condition of being postpartum. So what I did is I took from various schools of thought, from Pilates, yoga, dance, as well as classic fitness training, took the best of all of those worlds and put them together, but focusing on first dynamic stability so that you can maintain good alignment and proper positioning during exercise, because that's the only way to exercise well is to be in a good position. And
right.
then also focusing on rebuilding that abdominal wall from the inside out.
Wow. That's super interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I guess
really
I never
totally
realized that walking
way.
Around, walking around, how much was holding me up, or how much went into holding me up, I guess.
Right, exactly, which is why so many new moms feel like they're so disconnected right after they've had a baby. Like everything is just jelly.
Right.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. And no one ever warns you about that either.
No, they don't.
No, they sure don't. They offer advice about everything else, but not that. Helene,
no.
How long do you feel like a mom should wait post-childbirth to returning to exercise of any sort?
Well, this depends on the type of childbirth and labor that you had. If you had an uncomplicated vaginal delivery, there are actually lots of things that you can do within the first couple of weeks or whenever you feel ready. So fit women who have an uncomplicated vaginal delivery, you can start really with some of these really basic core exercises literally right away, along with your Kegels, which are the pelvic floor contractions to rebuild pelvic floor strength. You can also start fitness walking with your baby, either in a stroller or a front pack. And again, depending on your fitness level, you know, if you're less fit, you know, maybe 20 minutes is a good time to walk. If you're more fit and you're feeling like raring to go, then doing a 40-minute walk. And, you know, I say fitness walk because a lot of folks don't realize the big benefits of simply walking. It increases body circulation, speeding health, it gets your heart rate going, your lungs pumping, and everything works better. And you can gain a lot of fitness by simply walking 20 minutes per day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, one of the things I've always heard is that exercising, during your pregnancy and after, but afterwards especially, it can help with the recovery. Why do you feel that exercise is so vital to the recovery process?
Well, you know, pregnancy in and of itself is like a marathon because
right.
Your heart rate elevates and you are building a new life and you are working. Your body is simply working all the time. And then we describe labor as a sprint to the finish. That's an athletic event. So women who are able to maintain fitness or even build fitness, because that is possible during pregnancy too.
Absolutely.
You have more physical skills and more depth in order to deal with that physical event, and you bounce back faster. Women who are fit during pregnancy have far fewer complications during labor, delivery, far fewer incidences of complications like gestational diabetes. Best of all, women who exercise during pregnancy give birth to babies who are healthier right away, because their cardiovascular systems have been working a little bit harder too. So literally the cardiovascular system is healthier, physically stronger, and even smarter, because it's been shown that cardiovascular exercise during pregnancy increases brain development in the newborn. So there are so many reasons to exercise. We have to start thinking, you know, for most people, there's really not a reason not to exercise.
What kind of exercises do you recommend? Like, I know that for some women, when they're pregnant, it's kind of not that they don't want to exercise, but maybe they're scared, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
a lot of, you know, are worried about hurting the baby or something. So what kind of exercises would you recommend, just like simply walking, or maybe for someone who maybe was more athletic, is there more that they can do that's perfectly safe for the baby?
There's a lot you can do. And first you start with, well, what is my fitness level? And you work from there. Because cardiovascular exercise provides by far the most health benefits to mom and baby, cardio or aerobic exercise. That can be fitness walking, it can be riding a bike, stationary bike, elliptical trainer, it can be swimming. But these are exercises that raise the heart rate up a little bit and keep it up. That should form the foundation of your prenatal exercise. Then addition to that, it's great to do some strength training, and it's great to do some flexibility training.
Is there I would be kind of worried
to do the flexibility training.
Right?
I'd be afraid I'd tear something.
Well, you know, I'm going to say something that's a little bit complicated, and our listeners can go to my website and look at this.
Okay.
Pregnancy changes alignment. And when your alignment changes, your muscles don't work as efficiently, and that causes specific muscle groups to shorten and tighten,
right,
and opposing muscle groups to weaken and atrophy. So when picking what to strengthen and what to stretch, you want to strengthen muscle groups that tend to weaken, and you want to stretch muscle groups that tend to tighten. And
it's a little bit,
you know, now we're going deep. Yeah, we're going deep, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so to find out exactly what those muscles are, I think we should just tell our viewers, or tell our listeners, go to the website. You can find out and look at diagrams of those specific muscle groups. But in the big picture of things, that's actually the best way to approach exercise during pregnancy.
Awesome.
And a lot of this is in conjunction with your physician as well, right? Like, I'm not just going to be pregnant
Absolutely.
And decide I'm going to be a trainer all of a sudden. Are there things?
No.
Let's say I'm not super fit.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do that anything that's really faddish, you know. And if you're watching late night TV, those programs that they're advertising on late night TV, those are probably the ones you shouldn't be doing, you know.
Right.
What's very popular right now is something called high intensity interval training. And those kinds of programs, like CrossFit, or like some of the things that are advertised late at night, those are perfectly fine for people who are ready for that, for advanced exercise.
Yeah, I just took my first CrossFit class. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready, Helene.
Yeah. Right. So it's one thing to be kind of not ready and to try out a killer yoga class or to try out one of these killer fitness classes. But, you know, pregnancy is not the time for that. Pregnancy, you figure out, okay, well, where is my fitness level, and I'm going to start there. The key, regardless of what your fitness level is consistency.
Absolutely.
It's been shown that
Absolutely.
Just 20 minutes of walking on most days of the week can help prevent, by a huge amount, gestational diabetes. And isn't that remarkable? Because
that is.
We now are faced with a situation where 2/3 of our adult women in our society enter pregnancy in the overweight category or above. So that means we have all these pregnant moms who are at higher risk for gestational diabetes. And you think, oh, what can I do about that? It's as simple as walking 20 minutes a week, a day on most days of the week.
Wow. I feel like people put so much stress on themselves as pregnant women to be their healthiest,
mm-hmm.
the best version of themselves for their babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes we complicate things more than they need to be complicated. But if we just
that
walk for
so
20
true.
Minutes, that doesn't
yeah.
overwhelm us as much as it
and
can.
Yes. And no one will get injured.
Yeah, because I tell you what, right now, after that class, I would not recommend any pregnant woman to do that.
Right.
That would be
That's
insane.
So
but, yeah, something as easy as walking is, and not only that, but I think it's important, you know, to be realistic. You know, you got to, like Allison was saying, you got to take into consideration, because every pregnancy is different. So
mm-hmm.
definitely talking to a physician and doing what, you know. And then when you're exercising, to listen to your body, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you know, if it doesn't feel good, then stop. You know what I'm saying? And really just pay attention to those types of things as well.
Exactly. And that's true for high-end fitness people, too, because those are the women that want to keep running and decide, oh, I'm just going to ignore that pain. I'm just going to ignore that pain. No, you know.
Right, exactly, exactly.
That's right. Helene, let's take a quick break because I want to do it before we get too far in. Don't forget, everyone, the AWN Core Team has some fun discussion going over on Twitter, twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork, and use that hashtag ArmyWife. I think we're trying to give away some Starbucks over there, so hurry on over. And when we get back, we will talk about some maybe common mistakes that new moms make during their postpartum fitness regime and some other stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. It's January, and yes, most of us set goals called New Year's resolutions. No surprise, the top-ranked one is to lose weight, followed by staying fit and getting healthy. The Army's Performance Triad helps you set achievable goals to get healthier sleep, to eat better, and to move more and prevent injury. It also provides the tools to help you implement these goals and maintain good health. We know sleep is designed for the brain, and poor sleep habits can result in poor thought processes, weight gain, and other negative outcomes. Poor activity and nutrition habits are especially associated with preventable disease, injuries, and sickness. The Performance Triad encourages at least 7 hours of sleep nightly, at least 10,000 steps a day, and a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. For more information on the Performance Triad and to share how you are getting healthier, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honor to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Helene Byrne, founder of Be Fit Mom, whose mission is to educate, motivate, and support prenatal and postnatal women, and to inspire them to lead their entire families to better health and wellness. Before we went to break, we were sort of talking about what we could do and what we should do, and I think maybe we're going to start talking about some common mistakes, maybe some things not to do, and how to get more involved with Be Fit Mom and check out some other stuff. So what there are common mistakes. We all know there are, and we make them anyway because we don't know any better. So, Helene, what are some of those common mistakes that new moms make when they're resuming their exercise after pregnancy?
Well, you know, the biggest one is starting with the wrong exercises. Certain exercises that we know and love so well, like crunches, sit-ups, leg lifts, and even a lot of Pilates mat work, actually can do more harm than good when you're postpartum.
Oh, wow.
When you do, yes, yes. And those exercises that I just named prevent the abdominal wall from flattening. And that's why a lot of women say, help, I still look pregnant. So you can need to, like, say, okay, you can do those exercises later. You just don't do them now. Instead, you want to focus on exercises that flex the lower spine and also work the deep core muscles. We have four layers of muscle in our abdominal wall, and that deepest one, which is called the transverse abdominis, that's the one that is your internal girdle, your internal corset. And that's the muscle you want to rehab first. Because when you do that, and then you start working that six-pack or those obliques, then you can maintain a flat abdominal profile during exercise. And this is so important because in fitness, what you practice is what you get. So if you're a new mom and you start doing crunches and you take a look at your belly, it's going to pop out and bulge out with every single crunch. That also prevents a condition called diastasis recti, which is also known as abdominal separation. That's when the midline of the body gets too widens and gets too thin. Those exercises also prevent the midline from closing up again. So we just got into exercise physiology, and I actually named a muscle and all that kind of stuff. So I want to reference my website again, because if this is all new information for you, you can go to the website and review. I have a whole section on how to get back in shape and rebuild your abdominal wall, and a whole nother section on abdominal separation or diastasis recti. So then you can look that up and you can do the test to see whether you have it. So you don't have to remember, what was she saying about the transverse this and the that and how to do it? Well, my website will tell you how to do it.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up, Helene, we actually have one of our own, one of our AWN core team members, Emily. She's expecting a child soon, but she's having a planned C-section. So for moms that are having a C-section or have had a C-section, how does that change things when it comes to fitness and recovering and things like that?
A lot. And the most important thing is you don't want to do any movements that place stress on the abdominal wall after a C. So that means, you know, no lifting and carrying. You don't want to be twisting. You don't want to be, you want to treat your spine and your abs real gentle. And that means almost no abdominal exercises. Now, there are one or two really basic things. One is called abdominal compressions that you can do, and the other one is pelvic tilts. You can do pelvic tilts directly after a C. Both of those exercises actually compress the abdominal wall and relieve strain on your stitches. And when we talk about stitches, we're not just talking about the ones at your skin level. We're talking about the internal stitches too. So you need to do a big weight. It's generally about 6 weeks. Within that first six-week period, you can also do fitness walking with your baby in a stroller, but not a front pack, because front pack can, it's hard to support your spine and the baby at the same time and not stress your incisions. So basically, you're mostly waiting. There are a few things that you can do. Now, the good thing is, once you're past that 6 weeks and your stitches are healed, then you can start with those postpartum exercises to rebuild your abdominal wall from the inside out. And, you know, you don't have to worry about straining or tearing your scar. Scar tissue is actually stronger than original tissue. So once you're completely healed, you're completely healed.
All right. So once we are completely healed, regardless of how we've delivered our children, when we're those new moms and we're super busy and scheduled and harried, and what are, you have six steps. You have a neat and packaged six steps. What are those six steps to work fitness into our very busy lives as moms?
Well, the first thing I'm going to recommend is get my DVD and or my book, because those will give you the exact exercises that you need. And, you know, you don't need a whole hour to exercise. I recommend that moms take baby's first nap time of the day. That's probably before you're showered. You're still in your jammies yourself. You get down on the floor and you do some of these basic exercises. And that sets you off and right from the beginning of the day. Wow, I've gotten my exercise in. If you delay exercise to like later in the day, oh, maybe I can fit it in after, you know, this, or then I'll do a laundry first, then I'll exercise. Well, you know what? If you start pushing it off and putting it off, then exercise just does not fit in our day. So start with my work and do it first thing in the morning. So those are two things. Some other things you can do, and I've mentioned this already, is fitness walking. And a great thing to do is to connect with other moms in your area that also have new babies. Because if you decide, you have a group of like 5 or 6 moms, and you decide, yep, we're all going to meet at 10:30 at the park. Yep, we're going to do it. That peer pressure is going to make you get out there and exercise. So you're going to get some cardio, you're going to make friends, and you're going to get your exercise done that way.
Yeah, absolutely, including for some of our listeners who don't know, I know at some installations, the organization Stroller Warriors, which was started by a military spouse. And I know it's expanded to several other installations, but that's what they do. They get their children together and they exercise together. It's mainly like walking and jogging and running, things like that.
Right.
But definitely, I think it always helps when you have people there to kind of help motivate you and be on that journey with you.
That's right. And there are other online resources that you can find where forums where new moms are really interested in being healthy and getting back in shape, and you can find support on forums. There are other organizations like Baby Boot Camp and Stroller Striders, and some of those, very conveniently, are indoors. We don't think of stroller fitness as indoors, but a lot of times in the winter, they're actually indoors.
Right.
You get your cardio and you're pushing your baby around in the stroller and you're doing your strength work. So winter doesn't have to be a time of being completely sedentary or being, kind of locked in the house.
Right.
So all of those options are out there.
Well, Helene, you've told us a lot through the course of our conversation. You've told us a lot about the website, and we know that it's full of information and resources. Can you one more time just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what they'll find there, what resources and what information they'll be able to find by visiting your website?
Well, my website is befitmom.com, and that's spelled exactly like it sounds, B-E-F-I-T-M-O-M, befitmom.com. And I have numerous in-depth articles on pre- and postnatal exercise, everything from cardio, strength training, C-section recovery, hydration during pregnancy, heat regulation during pregnancy, you name it. If you've got a question about pre- and postnatal exercise, whatever it may be, you can find the answer on my website.
And where can our fans find you on social media? You're only on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, and I provide a whole lot of broader information on my Facebook, and I want to invite everybody who's listening to come on over and give BeFit Mom a friend on Facebook. And join my community there, and that's where you'll feel even more access to other birth experts. You'll find links to those people there too. So it's another great pre- and postnatal resource.
Sounds
excellent.
All right, Helene, we cannot thank you enough for being with us this evening. I feel like I learned some. I'm done having babies, but I feel like I could help somebody I know that is ready to have a baby. And for that, we can't thank you enough. Our community exists, and we share a lot of things. So I'm so glad that you gave us some information to really encourage and support our pregnant and new moms.
Well, I'm so glad for having me. You know, and I want to close with one big picture concept, and that is fit families and fit healthy children start with a fit healthy mom. Leadership is about doing. Leadership is about showing the way. And as we all know, once your kids get a little older, you start to realize, you know, talking the talk without walking the walk doesn't work. So when you want to be healthier and you want to change and develop a healthier lifestyle, start with mom and just little things every day. It's the little tiny things, health benefits, that are like little drops of rain in a bucket that slowly fill the bucket over time. And that's the way to become a healthier mom, and that's how you become the health leader for your family, and that's the best way to raise fit, healthy children.
Absolutely. You set a very good example for your children when you're showing them how to live healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Helene, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Helene.
We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Next week, January 26, 2015, on the show, we are featuring Career Step. So if you're looking for a job, if you're trying to figure out if you're looking for a job, you don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, you can always join us over at ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors. Or you can follow along on any one of our social media outlets. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and even YouTube.
That is right. We are everywhere. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Network's core team signing out. Good night, everyone.
Have a great week, everyone.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.